Show with Luke Brendam.
The Goldies, 92.5 Triple M.
Welcome to the jungle.
Heyo, Gold Coast, what is happening? Here we go, Luke Bradnam, Cherie Everett. Thank you for joining us on the podcast. How are you doing, Cherie?
I'm doing good. I've just inhaled 14 party pies, so I'm doing well. Oh my God, I just love food. Oh, I just
like,
love it.
You've just had how many party pies, seriously?
No, seriously, I think I had 14.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, they're only the little ones, but yeah, I did. I ate the whole lot. Brixie only had one. I ate the whole lot.
You seriously think you had 14 party pies?
I did.
You're... 14 party pies.
Yeah, I'm pretty... Hey, I'm from good stock of eating, I can assure you.
Will you have dinner tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll probably have McDonald's on the way home in the car. No, I am a freaky shit eater, is what Pete calls me. I just eat everything. I'm a massive eater. And until I turned 40, I was rake thin. Could eat whatever I wanted, never ever put on weight. But in the last 4 years, shit started to get out sideways. But I mean, at 40 years of eating what I wanted, I'm not exactly the type of person to diet.
I can't believe, I'm stunned. I thought you made that figure up, like
no,
14.
The bowl was full and the bowl's now empty.
What's the most you've ever eaten at Macca's in one sitting?
Oh, in Macca's? We had a Big Mac, and then they had that new chicken. Was it a crispy chicken, something that came out a few years ago? And I ate the Big Mac, and I was still hungry, so then I ate the big chicken burger as well with fries.
Two burgers, Sunday. That's nothing.
Well, that's for me, either. For a girl, it is.
Most I've ever eaten at Macca's is two Big Macs, two cheeseburgers in one go.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Inhaled.
Yeah, that's at like 2 a.m. in the morning, coming out from Billy's Beach House. Mid-90s.
Oh, remember that McDonald's was just putrid.
And you just knew, like, you'd be going out, you'd be heading out for the night out, and you'd never once in your thought process would be, hey, if everything works out perfectly planned tonight, at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning, I'm going to be sitting at Macca's by myself, smacking two Big Macs and two cheeseburgers into me.
But we all did it.
Awful. Awful. Hey, coming up on the show this afternoon, we'll do our tool of the week for you. Also, tradies. They've been ripping Cherie off.
Oh, I'm over it. Over it.
We'll get into that. I had a drama today with a parking meter here at the around the Gold Coast.
It's very funny.
RJ Martin is a dude that's been to court today for some obscure reason. You can hear about that. We go live to Minneapolis.
How do you say it? Can you just say it for us? Come on.
Is it Minneapolis?
Minneapolis, yeah.
Minneapolis. With the dramas going on there, we speak to Britt Ringstrom, who is a local, and she lets us know what's happening there from a local's perspective, and a whole heap more. Listen to this. It's the catch-up. It's starting for you right now.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Hey, what about the pictures we've been seeing all day in the United States? Just incredible coming out of Minneapolis. And this guy, Tim Avia, doing a great job for Channel 9. Fair dinkum, smack bang in the middle of the riots when a dude got stabbed. Damn. The cops themselves were too scared to get in amongst the action. And it just seems like utter chaos. But we're actually crossing live to Minneapolis right now. Britt Ringstrom is an American, lives in Minneapolis. And actually, our producer Jeremy did some work with her last year in the States for CrossFit. Hey, Britt, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
Well,
it seems like you're probably doing a little better than we are.
Yeah, exactly. Where are you in relation to where all of the rioting's going on at the moment?
So I work in Minneapolis downtown, but I actually live, luckily, just a little bit outside of Minneapolis. My office is downtown, and basically everything downtown is boarded up. Uptown is boarded up. It's not good, to be totally honest.
Your police have been taken off the streets. They were all into lockdown, the actual policemen themselves. Now, the National Guard are actually in charge. Do you think, though, that the National Guard have got the provisions and the equipment to actually deal with these riots?
You know, you want to hope that they do, because especially at, I think it's the third precinct, I want to say, which is Minnehaha, off of Minnehaha over in Minneapolis. And that right now, I just saw an Instagram Live of there's another fire over there. But, I mean, last night they were starting random businesses on fire, whether it's Wendy's, whether it's, you know, an AutoZone, all kinds of other small businesses. Not only was it Target, I mean, there's multiple, they were breaking into charter schools and stealing their equipment. They're breaking into gyms, stealing their equipment and literally demolishing. I actually had a friend last night who saw, she was trying to protect her friend's small business, a jewelry shop, and these looters saw her as she was recording it, and they actually punched, kicked her down to the ground. I mean, everything to take her cell phone away. One was threatening to shoot her. I mean, it's not good.
It's not. And the thing is, the state of Minnesota is not known for this type of behavior. You know,
no.
It's not something that you hear coming out of Minnesota.
It's really not. And the sad part was, is, you know, we live in a country with freedom of speech, and there was protesting that was done calmly and in a manner where you're not harming other individuals, but you're also not challenging authorities to have to take action to a degree to keep themselves safe, but those around. I mean, even the people that live in the neighborhood.
And
they burnt down a low-income apartment building, actually, last night, too, supposedly.
It just doesn't make any sense. And so from your point of view, what's your plan of attack? Is it just to bunker down?
I mean, kind of. I was actually in North Minneapolis earlier today helping a little lady, and I have family and friends that were scared that I was even going over there because there's just stuff happening at random, like anywhere. So a lot of people, even though our stay-at-home order has been lifted, so people were out and about, it's not like that. I mean, even out in the suburbs, people are staying in because nobody knows it's going to happen.
So, yeah.
And then I've got friends that live right in the heart of it, blocks from all the chaos right now, and they said it's loud. I mean, they hear things blowing up and fireworks, if you will, and whether it's gunshots, whether it's, we don't know.
Yeah, that's right. And
so
I think
there's a lot of
unknown
right now.
It's been, you know, it's been its simmering point for a long time. Obviously, the incident that started it all was absolutely disgraceful, and that policeman, you know, should absolutely be charged with murder and sent to prison. But it just keeps coming back to that same racism, you know, problems, and it just seems that, you know, now we're it's 2020, and we're still going through the same issues that were 100 years ago.
Exactly. Like how is it this is still happening?
Mm.
And it's horrible. It's unfortunate. And even what did happen in the video that was taken, completely awful, inexcusable.
Yeah.
He should be in jail. I think the tricky part is you've got a justice system here which is trying to gather data. They're trying to do everything they possibly can to, of course, get him into jail. But how is he not even in jail right
exactly.
now? That's the tricky part. And he will go to jail. He will go to prison. But I think so much more anger is coming from these people that he's still essentially out there, and he's being protected by, you know, guards at his home right now. So
yeah, it's wrong.
Hey, Britt, we thank you so much for talking to us. Stay safe. I mean, just honestly, don't even leave home unless you desperately need to. It just doesn't sound like it's a good place to be at the moment. And thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck to you guys. Stay safe.
Good luck to you.
Yes.
I mean, we don't need good luck. We live.
Thank you.
Hey, there she goes, Britt Ringstrom. Her name is, and man, that is crazy.
Just
absolutely insane. Crazy.
You're listening to the Rush Hour podcast.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No. It's Tool of the Week.
How good is it? We got a meat tray, all thanks to Cav Steakhouse.
Yes. How good is Cav Steakhouse Butchery for all your premium meats? You can pick up or they deliver.
Best butcher on the Gold Coast by a long, long way. Thank you, the Cavs, for coming on board for our Tool of the Week segment. $100 meat tray up for grabs right now for whoever Cherie deems to have the best nomination for Tool of the Week. Could be anybody. But, hit the phones, 13-27-10. Who you got for us, Cherie? Come on, spit it out.
Me, I've got a really good one.
Well,
this is a
we'll be the
glass,
judge of that.
This is a glass, what would you call it, like a platter that I had ordered.
Right.
And it came on the courier, as it did. The stickers all over the box have got fragile stickers all over it, glassware, you know, it has all that stuff on it, this way up, all that sort of thing. The box all punched in at one end. He put it down at my front door before I got to the door. He rung the buzzer and then quickly put it down. He goes, oh, there's your stuff, and he's walking away. And I went, hang on. It's all squashed. It says glassware. It's all broken. And he goes, not my problem. He goes, it's no longer mine. It's on your property.
It was it broken?
It's shattered in a million pieces.
Oh, crown him.
You're the Tool of the Week.
Dump and run.
Can you get a refund on that? Or like that's disgraceful.
Well, the fine print of the fine print of the fine print says that they're not liable for the postage.
Oh, that is a joke. So I actually saw some CCTV vision of a postie getting a packet through the week and literally chucking it over a fence.
Throwing
it? Yeah, but they had video surveillance footage of him, so they were able to, you know.
That's just crazy.
Hold him to account. Okay, I got to, first of all, I'm thinking of giving it to the NRL because...
Oh, I thought you loved it.
Well, remember yesterday, the NRL are doing this thing as of next week whereby you can, for $22, get a cardboard cut out of yourself to sit in the grandstand. So we were sitting around and yesterday on the show we're saying, hey, wouldn't it be funny if everyone got a cardboard cut out of, you know, someone obscure? And Kim Jong-un was one of the people that we...
He loves a good NRL game, doesn't
he? We thought, how funny would it be if we just had like a thousand Kim Jong-uns for no explained reason.
Yeah, just no reason, just do it.
The NRL have, apparently people have been doing it. So, and the NRL have banned cutouts of Kim Jong-un.
Because of you, Luke.
If you go to the website and try to get a Kim Jong-un face put in the crowd, you can't get it. So the NRL have no sense of humour as far as
I'm
concerned.
That's not fun.
But no, I'm going to give it to these people. There's a story doing the rounds. I think you told me about this, Sheree, from earlier in the week about Adolf Hitler's alligator died.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he was 83 or something.
86 years of age.
Not funny, but it's funny.
Okay. It turned out that Adolf Hitler was like Joe Exotic of his time.
Was it? Yeah, and I never knew that.
He had an alligator. And what happened was people then, it somehow got obtained by the Moscow Zoo. So this alligator's been in the Moscow Zoo for years and years, passed away this week. The Moscow Zoo's had to put out a press release. And I'm going to read the press release to you. It says this. Even if purely theoretically Saturn, that's the name of the alligator, even if purely theoretically Saturn belonged to someone, animals are not involved in war and politics. It's absurd to blame animals for human sins. Now, that's all very self-explanatory, but my tool of the week goes to anybody who was blaming Saturn for anything.
I know.
Who sat back and went, that bloody alligator, mate? That's the fault. I've worked out where the problem is.
It's the alligator.
It's Saturn's fault.
And what sort of name is Saturn for
I don't know, but all you people that blame Saturn, you are my...
You're the tool of the week.
Who we got there, Sheree?
We've got Rebecca in Pack Pines. Rebecca, who is your tool of the week?
Hi, how you going?
Good. Who do you want to nominate?
My neighbour, because every afternoon he feeds all the ibises. There's about 30 of them.
Oh, what?
Yep, and they all fly over and crapple at everything in my house, my trampoline, the washing.
No.
Yeah.
Why on earth would he do that?
I don't know.
What do they put on his house?
They're living creatures too.
They're like Jurassic Park thing.
Go and crap all over his place.
Yeah.
Crowd in Brixton.
The tool of the week.
Jade from Labrador. Who you got for us, Jade?
Mine's very similar to Cherie's. It's the Australia Post Courier.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I got an awesome plant delivered. It had the same thing. It had fragile written all over it. And the guy had thrown it completely over the fence. It was one of the days it had rained and my poor plant was not very good at all.
Like, seriously, it's just ridiculous.
You throw a package.
It's just, it's insane.
Completely. And like, we've got cameras, so we had him on camera and we've complained and you have to, like the rigmarole and the hoops that you have to jump to just,
To
complain. It's like, oh my God.
There's no point.
The only excuse would be if traditionally all they're delivering are basketballs.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
That would be the only excuse.
Or if they were getting chased by a Rottweiler.
Crown and Brixie.
You're the tool of the week.
You're listening to the Rush Hour podcast.
Now, Luke, how long since it's been that you've had tradies at your house?
Probably 5-6 years.
Okay. So
if I can go through the rest of my life never having any more again, I'll be happy.
Thank you. But why is that? That is the thing. Why is it always so difficult with them? So this is my predicament at the moment. I'm so hard and fast. Right. Please come and have a look at the job. Give me a quote and then I'll pick the best quote and we'll get the job done. So we had one the other day, $1,200 quote. No worries. Everybody else was around, you know, $1,200 to $1,500. This guy was a really nice guy, and I had, you know, he had a good feeling from him. No worries, come and do the job. $1,200. Sends me an invoice today for $2,980.
Oh, that's why. That's, I mean,
what? Like what?
That's what got me, Cherie.
And so I said to him, he goes, "Oh, the job was bigger than I thought." I go, "But you came and you looked at it and you quoted me. So how can you now charge $2,980?" Like, no, he doesn't say anything. Couldn't care less. He said, "That's the price. That's what you've got to pay." And I said, "No, I'll pay you the $1,200 because that's what you quoted me."
And what? Where's it end up?
Well, it ends up now, he just doesn't care. He said, "That's the invoice. I've invoiced you." And so I went back to him and I said, "Well, can you itemize all the parts and things that he had to buy?"
That's no. That's goes, easy for him to
I
do.
I don't itemize. Mm. He goes, "You should have asked me on the day." Mm. I said, "Well, I didn't know you were going to double charge me."
Okay, this is what happened for me, and it's what it put me off. It was a painter. God, I wish I knew his name. But I get him in to paint part of this place, right?
Yeah.
And I say to him, "How much is it, mate?" He goes, "Okay, I can do it one or two ways. I can do it by the hour, or I can give you a straight up quote." I go, "I want to know what I'm in for."
Yeah.
"So give me a straight up quote." Now this is where I stuffed up. He goes, "Okay, it's gonna be about 6,000. All right?
Okay.
That's the quote." I went, "Look, it's about 6,000. That's great.
So that's 5.5 to 6.5, somewhere around there.
The job gets done. He says to me, "Okay, it's 12,500. And I go, "What? You are joking. You said about 6,000. He goes, "Yeah, about 6,000. And this is about... I go, "Mate,
no, it's not a bit, nowhere near 6,000.
12,500 is not about 6,000. And, mate, it just went on and on and on. In the end, I paid him $12,500.
You did not. I paid him I fight to the death. No one ripped me off.
I can't stand this guy.
Well, this is our other issue. So we've got this. So prior to getting this guy in to do a quote, the problem that we had 2 weeks ago was I said, "Right, give me a quote. How long is it going to take?" And the guy said, "Gives me a quote for this one job. It's $1,400. And he said, I said, "How long will it take?" And he goes, "Oh, probably about 5 hours. And I went, "What, are you charging me $300 an hour?" And he goes, "Oh, no, no, no." He goes, "I charge $110. And I went, "Okay, well, I'll pay you hourly, thanks." So then he turns up and drags it out all day, has a fag, talks on his phone, brags it out for 10 hours. Like, seriously, you can't win with tradies.
No, well, I mean, I've got to say, in defense of tradies, I've had one bad experience out of a lot. Out of, most
far
of,
out.
99% have been absolutely fantastic. But this one painter, that just.
And did you, honestly, I would never have paid him.
You know what I did?
Paid him six and told him to...
In the end, I went, "It's not worth it. I'd rather pay the extra money and get this guy out of my life." But here's what we should do. Let's open the phones up. 13 27 10. What were you quoted? What did you end up paying?
Yes.
All right. What did they quote you? And then what did it eventually come in at? Luke from Birkdale. Luke, what do you got for us, mate?
My car recently went for a service.
Yep.
And I was quoted $285. And it ended up being $999.85.
$1,000?
Yeah, just under $1,000. Yeah.
What?
I reckon that's.
Yeah, and I was quoted to $285, and apparently it's because my spark plugs had to be done.
Right. Yeah.
And they charged me $125 per spark plug.
Oh, they did not. Aren't they like $6 to buy?
Oh, that's a joke. Okay, Roger, what have you got for us, mate, out of Crestwood Heights?
G'day, mate. Yeah, look, I'm a painter, Luke, but I'm not the painter that did your job.
That would have been funny.
He would. Hey, Roger, he wouldn't have the wherewithal to be able to make a phone call, mate.
I'd be retired by now if I was that guy, I'll tell you. But no, look, I did a quote for an older couple that were trying to get taken advantage of years ago in Sydney.
Right.
They got a quote, and all on a bit of paper it just said, "To paint your house," you know, and it was $20,000. And I came in and did the job, gave them a proper written quote with all my license number and everything on it, which is what you should be doing.
Yeah.
And I did the job for just over $6,000.
Wow, so that someone was going to rot them. That's insane.
Bloody hell, Roger.
Well, that's it. But the important thing is, mate, get it in writing, get the license number and everything on the quote, and you can't go wrong.
Where were you at Belamble Heights when I was doing my house
exactly.
up
Exactly. Where were you in Sanctuary Cove when I needed you last
hey,
week?
Good on you. hey, Roger. Roger, give yourself a plug. Oh, he's gone. He's a bloody good... You can tell he's a good trader.
Yeah, I need him. Get his number.
I wanted to give him a plug because he sounded trustworthy.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
was going to send a message out to the Gold Coast City Council, Cherie. I know they're big listeners of the show.
They are, so be careful.
In particular, the parking inspectors of the Gold Coast.
Hey, I'm loving them at the moment because I'm parking for free.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why? How come you're parking for free?
I can't tell you anymore.
Okay, this is what happened for me this morning. I didn't want to get a fine. I came in here to the radio station at 9 a.m. this morning. That's when you have to start paying for parking here in Broadbeach. I go to pay for parking. So I go to the machine and I have to pay via credit card. I rarely carry cash anymore.
No one carries cash.
So I go in, it's $2.70, whatever. I'll pay it via credit card. I put the credit card in the machine. I can't get the credit card out of the machine.
Don't.
My credit card is just stuck in the machine. Now, I still haven't paid for parking, but more importantly now, I can't get my credit card out of the machine. It's not the first time it's happened.
Did you try a pair of pliers or something?
I looked for a pair of pliers. You know what I had was first of all, I went for a beach towel that was in the back seat of my car.
What was a beach towel going
to
do?
I just thought maybe my fingers are slipping.
Oh, okay, I couldn't
get any traction on the car. So in the end, that didn't work. I have in my car a Swiss Army knife.
So you cut the machine open.
I go and there's a little pair of tiny little tweezers.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes.
That didn't work, not strong enough. So I thought, I know what I'm going to do. Now, by the way, I mean, we shouldn't have to work this hard to get our credit. No, you shouldn't have to have a Swiss Army knife to get your credit card out of any parking machine.
For $2.70.
And it still hasn't taken my money at this stage, right? Oh. So now I figure I'm going to get the knife, jam it into the credit card underneath it, and hopefully that will give enough traction and force to be able to get my credit card back out.
This was a Luke Bradnam idea.
Bottom line is, I've got two cuts on my finger at the moment. Drew blood.
I'm not a smart man.
Where's the card?
You shouldn't have to cut yourself to get your credit card out of the parking meters that we've got around the city.
Did you get the card out?
Idiots! I had the towel that I'd first used. I've now wrapped my finger because it's bleeding. So I've wrapped my... Look, I've got a cut here and I've got a cut here. Can you see the cut?
Yeah, right?
I've got two cuts on my finger. I finally get the card out and now I'm in a situation of, do I pay for parking and risk cutting myself again or losing my credit card do I run the gauntlet?
Just run the gauntlet. Run the gauntlet. And then sue them for injuries.
I ran the gauntlet. And
don't.
Give me a drum roll as to whether or not. So I was up here for half an hour. Did I get a parking ticket? No, I didn't get a parking ticket.
I thought you were going to say yes.
Would have been a good, better story if I had of, though. Like, fix your parking meters up, for crying out loud.
Half the time they don't even work.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
You got to love living in a free country and being able to, stand up for what you believe in.
Absolutely.
But there is a interesting story doing the rounds today with regards to a local guy, RJ Martin, his name is.
Yes.
He's a Gold Coaster and he wants to hold a protest.
Okay.
Now, I believe the protest is about the fact that he wants to be able to gather, like have large gatherings.
Oh.
Might be wrong, though.
Okay. That's not a great idea.
He's had to go to court today. To get the right to be able to protest in these COVID times.
Of course, because you can't protest. Gathering.
He's been to court. It's been to court this morning, and I'm just reading this straight from the news sites. It says, a magistrate took about 10 minutes to decide whether a Gold Coast man should be able to protest during the coronavirus restrictions. They threw it out of court, basically said, no, you're not. But RJ is joining us right now. G'day, RJ. How are you, mate?
G'day, I'm not too bad. How about yourself?
Mate, you see, you had a loss today at the court.
So, not directly. There's a number of issues with how the proceedings were, including... basically, a summary is, when you go to lodge an authorised protest in Queensland, you fill out a two-page form, you put that into the police. You also, send it to the council, that kind of thing. And if it's going to be a large one, like fire brigade and ambulance service, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
But the police can oppose it, and the police have opposed it on what I would say are spurious grounds.
What's the protest for, RJ? What did you want to hold a gathering
for? two main things. One is to protest the illegal lockdown, and I state it's illegal for very good reasons.
Do you understand yep. the irony of protesting the fact that we can't have large gatherings by having a large gathering? I mean, there's other ways of voicing your negativity towards the situation rather than doing the exact thing you're not allowed to be doing at the moment.
So in regards to that, there's also a second part of the rally, which is a political rally to make a new political party. There is an election in October, as you would appreciate, for Queensland. But I have applied under the existing COVID directions, even though they're invalid, for exemptions with Dr. Jeanette Young, which have not been dealt with in nearly 2 weeks, should have already been dealt with.
I've got a question for you. If the government did nothing, didn't lock us down, did nothing, which is essentially what Donald Trump did at the start of this, and did nothing, and if we had a death toll of 30, 40, 50,000 people in this country, would you also be protesting saying that the government didn't do enough?
So, to answer that, basically the COVID lockdown has been based on faulty information that claimed that there would already be, 300,000 dead Australians, something like that by now. But obviously that hasn't occurred.
But that hasn't occurred because we've been in lockdown.
That's not the case.
Well, what about RJ? What about the fact, mate, that, people are pretty busy at the moment just, trying to survive, and they haven't really got a lot of time to be dealing with you? And the fact that you want to protest and you're wasting valuable time at the moment, some people might say.
Yeah, well, I would counteract that by saying we have an illness that apparently is a very smart illness, being COVID-19, because it knows not to attack people in the massive, supermarkets that are allowed to be open, but that only attacks people in mum and dad's little shops. The QR.
There's a point. There's a point.
Come on, you're still going to eat.
The QR is worse than a disease. There's probably more people suiciding as a result of the lockdown than there are who have died of COVID-19.
It is a tough one. Like, for example, I want to protest, but I don't know how to do it, Sheree. You can understand where RJ's coming from.
Well, RJ can help you.
Hey, RJ, all the best, mate. You're up there standing up for what you believe in, and, I'm all for that, mate. Makes the world go round after all. Thanks for your time, mate.
Yep, thank you. Have a lovely day. Cheerio.
There he goes. RJ Martin, his name is, and he had a loss in court today, but something tells me just spending a couple of minutes on the phone with him, he's not giving up his cause anytime soon.
He's definitely not giving up anytime soon.
God love him.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Hey, just minutes away until our boys, the Gold Coast Titans, are back in action.
Yeah, so they flew up to Townsville, was it, today?
Playing the Cowboys tonight. Wow. 6 o'clock kickoff. So good luck to them. Hope they go well. But just speaking of rugby league, on 60 Minutes this Sunday, I'll definitely watch this story because it's the Josh Reynolds story.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're not familiar with what happened here, this dude, Josh Reynolds, plays for one of the Sydney clubs. He got absolutely ghosted by this chick who...
Horrendous woman, yeah.
So she claimed to have his child when she wasn't pregnant.
Yes.
And then she claimed to have a miscarriage. Did that twice.
Yes, then said her mother died and he paid for the funeral, but her mum's still alive.
So 60 Minutes, I don't know how they've done this, but they have... I reckon they've gone to both parties, both Josh Reynolds and this chick, and they've said, we're going to do a story, but we're going to be sympathetic to you. So both parties have agreed to talk.
Oh, so both of them are talking?
Yes. So
how is she allowed to? She was charged.
The chick's talking and Josh Reynolds is talking.
No.
And the only way I could imagine 60 Minutes have been able to pull this off is, like I said, that they are claiming to be sympathetic to both.
Yeah, but what excuse could any reasonable human have for doing what she did? How can you talk your way out of that?
No idea. I mean, I'm intrigued to see. I think she might be one of those chicks who just thinks she's a lot smarter than what she is.
And she clearly isn't.
And she's been able to get away most of her life BSing most
Her own mother came out and dogged her for it. So, I mean, if your own mother is throwing you under the bus, then clearly there's some major issues.
Here's the promo for it.
The Instagram model and the footy superstar. The toxic love affair that gripped Australia.
You were buying prams, you were shopping for baby clothes.
Yeah, and that's exciting.
But the fairy tale was about to implode.
Piece of
got arrested straight away.
Josh Reynolds charged with domestic violence.
For the first time.
Just a roller coaster of emotions.
The full twisting story.
I'm here to tell you what's actually happened.
Both sides.
I do really miss you a lot. And so do you, the babies.
Warts and all.
Where's his baby? His baby.
Have a break.
60 Minutes.
What did she say?
I don't know. She said...
She doesn't sound intelligent.
At one stage, she turns around and she goes, I need to take a break. And then she gets up and they keep the camera on her. She gets up to walk away, but she's still attached to the microphone. So everything goes toppling out after her. She goes walking away. It's pretty funny.
Oh, what a train wreck. So it might be good entertainment.
And then poor Josh Reynolds at one stage in the promo, in the extended version, he goes... Oh, she was just a bit too smart for me, I think.
Oh, my God. I feel sorry for him. He's already humiliated, and now they're doing it to him again.
Don't get me wrong. So do I. I mean, what she's done, if it's true, is just absolutely horrendous. Anyway, rugby league just can't get out of the news. I reckon rugby union will start up something like this just so they can...
they can get the foot back in the door.
Get back in the news.
Is rugby union starting up again?
Yeah.
It is.
I don't know.
Have they got players and teams?
I don't know. Hey, we're racking off out of here. Thank you so much for your company this week. We really appreciate it. Thank you to Brixie for keeping us on air.
Yes.
Thank you to producer Jeremy for doing whatever he does. Have yourself a good weekend.
Yes,
Cherie,
Luke.
What are you doing?
We're just working around the house, cleaning up from behind all the tradies, making it looking a little bit more like a home and not a work site.
All right. Well, you enjoy that. I'd rather be at work personally.
Yeah.
but we'll be back Monday afternoon for your local drive home from 3. Copy then. Bye.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.